Trading Club Update, Week 14. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Before getting started with today's update, we have one new trade recommendation. Action to take. Buy 200 shares of Figma, NYSE, FEG, up to $32 per share. The recent price was $19.08 per share. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $123,730 as of Thursday, April 9, up 23.7% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made the following trades today, April 10, following our recommendations yesterday, April 9, sold to close 4 EQT, NYSE, EQT, $60 calls, expiring January 15, 2027. At $7.84 per share, sold to open 1 Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, $75 put, expiring June 18, 2026, at $5.16 per share, bought 100 shares of Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, at $81.10 per share. In today's update, we briefly review the latest market outlook in the context of the shifting headlines surrounding the war in Iran. We then review each of our recent trade recommendations. War headlines continue driving the market. The week began with the threat of dramatic escalation with the war in Iran, following a social media post from U.S. President Donald Trump on Easter Sunday, in which he threatened to unleash hell by wiping out Iran's infrastructure. 2 days later, on Tuesday evening, a last-minute ceasefire agreement was reached, at least in theory. Since then, the two sides have gone back and forth on the exact terms of the preliminary deal, and in-person negotiations will take place over the weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan. There's a long way to go from agreeing to talk versus signing a formal deal that all parties can agree to. Meanwhile, as we're repeatedly stressed since the war began, time is the enemy. Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz remains stalled, still down 90% from pre-conflict levels. And with each passing week of limited traffic, the world continues chewing through an increasingly thin inventory of oil, natural gas, fertilizers, and other critical commodities. Another key action to watch is the movement of troops and military equipment to the region. Here, we see no signs of de-escalation. The USS George H.W. Bush Aircraft Carrier Group is currently en route to the Middle East, with an estimated arrival of April 21, lining up exactly with the end of the two-week ceasefire window agreed upon April 7. Meanwhile, yesterday 9 U.S. military transport aircraft were tracked moving from bases in Europe toward the Middle East, as shown below from open-source flight tracking service FlyRadar24. The key risk is that these talks end up simply providing time to move more personnel and equipment into the region for the next leg of escalation. For now, until we see a concrete peace deal, we're reserving our optimism of a resolution. And as long as Strait of Hormuz traffic flows remain disrupted, we'll continue maintaining our bullish positions on energy and other commodities. But we won't hesitate to adjust the portfolio if the situation changes. And that brings us to our recent decision to exit our position in U.S. gas driller EQT, NYSE. EQT. Selling EQT is bull case for U.S. gas fates. Despite our bullish view on global gas prices, the U.S. natural gas market faces two major challenges that will keep a lid on domestic prices this year: Mother Nature and shale drillers. Starting with Mother Nature, following a brief bout of extreme cold in January that sent U.S. gas prices above $7 per thousand cubic feet, MCF, America now faces the prospect of 3 consecutive months of extreme warmth that is crushing domestic gas demand. The average temperature in February registered at 40.4 degrees Fahrenheit, or 6.6 degrees Fahrenheit above the long-term average, ranking as the second warmest February in 132 years. March was even more extreme, with temperatures averaging 9.35 degrees Fahrenheit above average, marking the warmest March on record. And April is shaping up for more of the same, with wide swaths of the country forecasted to experience well above average temperatures. This bout of extreme warm weather has flipped U.S. gas inventories from a deficit to the 5-year seasonal average in January to a 5% surplus. And based on the April forecasts, this surplus will likely expand further in the weeks ahead. Meanwhile, shale drillers are aggressively ramping up production into this oversupplied market. On March 31, the Energy Information Agency released its first official gas production numbers for the year, revealing a significant year-on-year, YI, increase of 4.2 billion cubic feet per day. BCF/D, in January. That represents production growth of 4% YI, and a number will likely climb from here. Nearly all of January's production growth came from gas-focused drillers, rather than the associated gas produced as a byproduct of oil drilling. We can infer this because U.S. oil production stalled out in January, rising by just 0.8% YoY, but with oil prices rallying from multi-year lows of $60 per barrel in January up to around $100 per barrel today, oil drillers will likely ramp up production alongside their gas-focused peers. And that means a lot more associated gas supply that will further depress the market in 2026. Given the confluence of bloated gas inventories and what's likely to be a banner year of production growth, we scaled back our prior bullish view on U.S. gas prices. As a result, we have decided to exit our position in call options on EQT. But while our bearish outlook for U.S. gas prices has nullified our EQT trade, it's only added to our conviction on North American fertilizer producers. Nutrien, Harvesting, the global gas arbitrage. We previously recommended call options on Canadian fertilizer producer Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, as a replacement trade for those who could not purchase call options on the Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE, WET. Yesterday, we recommended a put sale trade on Nutrien for all subscribers, based on the same thesis described in our March 31st recommendation. As a brief review, Nutrien is the third largest nitrogen-based fertilizer producer in the world, which includes products like urea, the primary source of yield-boosting nitrogen fertilizers. Roughly one-third of global urea supply comes from Middle Eastern countries that export the fertilizer through the Strait of Hormuz, and with shipping traffic through the strait almost completely halted, the urea shortage grows more acute with each passing week, sending prices higher around the world. At the key North American trading hub in New Orleans, Louisiana, the NOLA hub, urea now trades for more than $800 per ton, up 60% so far this year and just shy of record highs. Nutrien will be among the biggest winners of this disruption. The company manufactures its nitrogen fertilizers at 11 plants in Canada and the U.S., using natural gas feedstock at prices well under $3 per MCF. Meanwhile, its global competitors in Europe are currently paying $15 per MCF, while Asian producers are paying $20 per MCF. This presents a rare opportunity for Nutrien. The last time the world faced a fertilizer shortage, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, U.S. gas prices soared to as high as $10 per MCF. But with an oversupplied gas market in North America, Nutrien is capturing an incredible arbitrage opportunity by converting dirt-cheap natural gas feedstock into richly priced fertilizer. This should set the company up for a sustained period of elevated profits, even if the Strait of Hormuz opens up tomorrow. That's because, unlike America that faces a gas surplus and too much production, the global gas market is suffering a severe shortage while production won't come back online anytime soon. Qatar's Ras Laffan facility, the largest gas plant in the world responsible for a quarter of global liquefied natural gas, LNG, supply, has been shut down since early March. That's caused global gas inventories among key LNG importers, like Europe, to draw down to near record low levels. And when the war inevitably ends, Ras Laffan's facility won't return to pre-war levels for 3 to 5 years given the damage sustained from Iranian attacks. And that means global fertilizer producers outside of North America will be stuck paying inflated costs for the natural gas feedstocks used in producing nitrogen fertilizers, keeping global prices elevated. This all adds up to a massive multi-year arbitrage opportunity for Nutrien in converting cheap North American natural gas into high-priced nitrogen fertilizers. Analysts have consistently raised their earnings estimates for Nutrien this year, which currently sit at $5.23 per share. At $73 per share, that puts the forward valuation multiple at under 14x earnings. And unlike 2022, when the brief supply disruption resulted in a temporary one-year windfall, analysts now expect the company's earnings to average out at above $5 for the next 4 years. We believe these estimates are too low, which makes the valuation even more attractive. And we plan to accumulate shares on any weakness from headline-driven volatility, given that this arbitrage opportunity will likely remain wide open for years to come. Next up, we're departing from our energy and commodity focus to a business model that can thrive regardless of what's going on in the macroeconomy. An under-the-radar nicotine winner Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, is a niche tobacco company focused on chewing tobacco and make-your-own cigarette and cigar papers. Notable brands it owns include the iconic Zig-Zag rolling papers, as well as discount chewing tobacco brands like Stoker's and Beechnut. But that's the old business model. More recently, the company has undergone the same transformation as Philip Morris International, PM, and British American Tobacco, BTI, pivoting toward less harmful, smokeless nicotine products. The company has developed two popular nicotine pouch brands in the last 5 years, starting with the FRE brand in 2020. Early on, FRE pouches struggled to gain traction in limited test markets. but the company relaunched the brand with more marketing muscle and a nationwide rollout in Q1 2024, fully stocking the products across its sizable distribution footprint that includes 220,000 North American retail locations. This unlocked a sales boom in its oral tobacco segment, which increased by a record 16.4% in 2024 to $168 million. But an even bigger growth catalyst came when Turning Point formed a 50-50 joint venture with political media personality Tucker Carlson to launch the ALP nicotine brand in Q4 2024. This partnership allowed Turning Point to ride the coattails of Carlson's massive media reach, which includes over 20 million social media followers and the fifth most popular podcast in America. Carlson's core demographic overlaps with the primary consumers of nicotine pouches, adult, conservative males. ALP quickly gained a mid-single-digit percentage of the market and accelerated the revenue growth in Turning Point's oral nicotine segment to 69% last year. Based on its current growth trajectory and management's guidance, the company's total oral nicotine sales are on track to reach $414 million by 2027, nearly triple the levels from 2023. The key to this story is the much greater impact on Turning Point's overall business that this booming new category has unleashed. Whereas nicotine pouches only make up a single-digit percentage of revenue for its larger peers like Philip Morris and British American Tobacco, this segment has truly transformed Turning Point's overall business, with its oral nicotine segment now making up 61% of total revenue. Thus, for a small business like Turning Point, the sales boost from this new category has translated into company-wide revenue growth of 28% last year. And with this segment now making up the majority of its business, Turning Point has become one of the only publicly traded companies that's a pure play on the fast-growing nicotine pouch market. Following the revenue acceleration from the success of its nicotine pouch brands, TPB shares rallied from $24 in 2024 to $146 earlier this year. Since then, the stock has dropped nearly 50% along with the declines in the broader market. On April 1st, shares came under further pressure when news broke that the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, would no longer fast-track pre-market tobacco production applications, PMTA. Companies are required to file PMTAs in order to sell and advertise any products containing tobacco or nicotine. Turning Point currently has two applications pending with the FDA for its FRE and ALP nicotine pouches. The typical process for gaining final approval can take many years, but a company can sell their products while the filed application is under review. So while the fast-track route to speed along these applications has been canceled, it doesn't fundamentally change the sales or profit outlook for the business. So far, even with dozens of different products on the market, the FDA has only approved the applications for Philip Morris Zyn products. We don't see this ruling having any material impact on the business. And with the recent share price correction, the stock, at $81, now trades at one of its lowest valuations in the last year, at just 20x last year's earnings of $4 per share. And with the business on track to generate double-digit growth for the foreseeable future, we view this as a bargain price for one of the fast-growing up-and-coming nicotine pouch brands on the market. Next, let's take a look at an existing position that we're adding to with the new trade we're recommending today. Figma, adding on weakness. We initially took a small position in shares of graphics design platform Figma, NYSE, FIV, on January 26, recognizing that we were likely early on the trade. Since then, the stock has dropped 30% even as the business fundamentals have improved. As we described in our previous update on February 20, Figma reported blowout Q4 results on Wednesday, February 18, with revenue growth accelerating at a 40% YoY increase to $304 million, beating analyst estimates of $293 million. Meanwhile, free cash flow margins came in at 13%, showing significant margin expansion alongside its rapid growth. Despite the widespread fears of disruption from new artificial intelligence, AI, tools, Figma's, customers continued spending more money on its products, with the company's net dollar retention rate jumping 5 percentage points quarter over quarter, CoCC, to 136% in Q4. We like the business at $30 per share, and given its improving fundamentals, we like it even more at today's cheaper price of $19. Trading at an all-time low market capitalization of $10 billion, Figma is now 50% below the $20 billion acquisition offer it received from incumbent Adobe, ADBE, back in September 2022, even as revenue has more than doubled and the company has turned the corner toward positive free cash flow. This is a classic case of a broken stock, not a broken business. And we're taking advantage of the discount and bringing our position up to a full size with today's additional share purchase recommendation. What we're seeing in shares of Figma is playing out across the entire software sector, where fears of AI disruption is causing investors to sell shares in these businesses en masse. This includes the other software name in the Trading Club portfolio, digital intelligence platform Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT. As with Figma, our bullish view on Cellebrite's business has not changed, despite the poor share price performance. We do not believe the business is at any risk from AI disruption. Thus, we plan to hold our current options positions through next week's option expiration date. Based on the current trading price of around $12 per share, we expect the call options to expire worthless, and our four put positions to be exercised into the purchase of 400 shares of CLBT. Next, we provide a detailed look at our current portfolio holdings. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on April 9th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 puts, the position size equals 4 by 100 x $20 equals $8,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. As a reminder, we don't currently recommend placing the Cellebrite put trade if you don't already have a position. Instead, we recommend gaining the equivalent exposure by simply purchasing 400 shares. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here. The June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, recommendation can be found here. The July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL, recommendations were published as part of our trade series on Thursday, December 4th, which can be found here. The January 23rd recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FFE can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.